You know, these are great things. And as we remember this, as we continue to seek after spiritual matters and pursue the love of God in our walk, we grow. And we can do the things that God has for us to do now, in the days that we live. You know, it's no different for us. God's encouragement to us is still the same as it was shortly after the day of Pentecost. Right? The Lord is going to come back. So until then, there are a lot of people that need to be reconciled back to God. A lot of people. And how we do that is just simply by speaking. When a door opens, we speak. If someone has a need, if someone comes to you like they came to you, Justin, with questions, and you may not have the experience, but you have a knowledge of the Scripture and you have the Spirit of God within you. And if you have a desire to help, a compassion to help people know what God wants for them, God will help you show them. And in doing that, you'll find that you're going to help yourself a heck of a lot too. Because you're going to be in situations where you know you can't handle it or you wouldn't have been able to handle it, but you'll see, without a doubt, God working in you. And that's perhaps one of the greatest thrills there is in life, is when you know that it was God that worked in you to give an answer to someone, to bring them closer to God, or to stir up a little bit more desire in their heart to know God. Maybe they don't want to know God, but something that you said, something that you did, encouraged them more, inspired them to, maybe there's something to this God thing. Maybe I need to seek it out a little bit. See? You just never know. You really don't ever know at times when you'll be able to speak for God. But you should be ready all the time. And not just with quoting Scripture, because again, you may not know it yet. You may not have it in your mind. But it's kind of what Jesus Christ said, you know, don't worry about it. You know, they're going to bring you before magistrates and kings, and for my sake, just don't be concerned about what you're going to say. Because at that moment, the Spirit will show you and give it to you. See? It's a real time thing, this Spirit of God within us. You know, it's every moment of every day we can count on the Spirit of God living within us. We have that gift of Holy Spirit and we can use it all the time. We can rely upon it. We can lean on it. And God wants us to do that. You know, if Jesus Christ, and I'm sure Jesus Christ was a pretty capable guy, and yet He Himself said, you know, of mine own self I can do nothing. If I want to live for God, if I want to do something for my Heavenly Father and make Him known, I can't do that by myself. I can't do that with my flesh. It takes the Spirit within me to do it, to make Him known. You know, and this is one of the great reasons why. This is our motivation to speak in tongues much. You know, to do it a lot, as often as we remember, to do it. Not just at certain times at a fellowship, but all the time. Because it does build us up. You know, it's 1 Corinthians 14, right? These great verses in there. In verse 5, it says, I would that you all speak with tongues, and more that you prophesy. You know, and when you realize that he's just taking a situation within a group of believers, when a group of believers come together, he's encouraging them not just to all stand up and speak in tongues together all at once, and he explains it all, but he does want them to speak in tongues. He wants everyone to speak in tongues. He wants everyone to prophesy. He wants all of us, each believer, to operate all of the manifestations of the Spirit. Not all at once, but when there's a need. All things decent and in order, right? At the very last verse of chapter 14. Let all things be done decently and in order. Within the church, all things are decent and in order. But when we are just living life, we can operate these manifestations. Specifically the ones that are geared toward our prayer life, which is speaking in tongues. When we need to know something, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. You know, those are information manifestations. They give us information that we can't know by our five senses. We need that sometimes. We need it a lot. Sometimes someone has a problem and we don't know how to solve it. But God does, and God wants to. So He can reveal it to you by word of knowledge or word of wisdom. Some of you guys, I think you know Bob Gassman. He did that piano CD, and he's more than just a great pianist. He's a wonderful man of God, and he was down in Mexico and recently, and he shared a testimony about an individual that came to him, and he'd seen him his last trip down there. And he'd ministered to him. The guy had back pain, chronic back pain. He ministered to him and the man was healed. And he came to him again when he saw him, the second time, this recent time that he was down there. And the man came to him again and said, "You know, I want you to minister to my back again. The pain has come back." So he said, "Okay." And so he ministered again to him. And before he began to speak, he was aware, made aware, God showed him that there was a devil spirit there causing a great deal of pain, binding his back up. So the first thing he did was take care of that. He rebuked the devil spirit that was there causing this pain. The pain went away, and then he could minister to the man's physical back. Okay. The man turned to him, looked at him and said, "It's wonderful, it's great, it's healed. The pain's gone." Well, good, wonderful. See, this is what people need. People need healing, and we have the ability to give it to them. See? But you may not think you're ready for that sometimes, but you are ready. And the greatest way to build yourself up to the point where you know you're ready anytime for any kind of situation like that, regardless of what you need to know, God will give it to you. For you to be confident in that, you speak in tongues much. As often as you can, remind yourself to do it. Remind each other to do it. And it's not a law. It's not, and because it's not a work of the flesh. You know, it is a byproduct of using that which God has given to you. God has given you that spirit. Use it. Use it. It says in Philippians 4, we'll get into some of the word here, okay? In Philippians 4, you've heard this verse many times, right? It says in verse 13 of Philippians 4, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Right? I can do all things through Christ. One of the other translations of it, right, is, "I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Christ who infuses inner strength into me." You know, it's that Spirit of Christ that we have. You know, that same Spirit that Christ had upon Him, we have in a greater and more perfect way within us. It's not the Spirit of Moses, right? That was that Spirit that was upon Moses that was taken and given to Joshua, or the elders that were with him. That it says that God took of the Spirit that was upon Moses and put it upon those other elders so that they could help him take care of the children of Israel out there in the wilderness. No, this is the Spirit that was on Christ. It is that Spirit that has been put within us. It is Christ in us. It is the Amplified. "I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Infuses me with inner strength." That's a great translation of it, because that's really what it is. It's what infuses you with that strength, with that ability to do the works that Jesus Christ did and greater. You know, we can do them all. It's, you know, in Corinthians 14, it says, "I would that you all speak in tongues." I want you to do these things. I want you to. Because there's great profit in that. Just as great a profit in that as there is in gifts of healings and faith and working of miracles. All the manifestations have great profit. And we can all utilize them. We can all do them. We can do all those things. Each one of us. Because it's Christ in us. We represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says we are ambassadors for Him. Right? We're ambassadors for Christ. We're representing Him and our heavenly kingdom that we're citizens of. Where we have our seats on the right hand of God. Well, you know, we're made able to represent. We can represent with the same power, the same authority. We can do all things. People don't do it because they're never taught that they can. They're told all along, well, no, that was just for the apostles. And yet nowhere in Scripture does it say anything that it changed any. It says that when He ascended on high, He led captivity captive and He gave gifts unto men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Those specific ministries, and we've looked at all these things. They're still active in the church today. Nothing changed. They're still working. And there is still Christ in each individual believer. The power of God, Holy Spirit within you. This is what enables you to do all things. All these things that it says Christ did and greater, you can do, I can do. This is what the world needs. It needs people to stand up and say, I can give you what you need because my Heavenly Father has made it available to you by me, through me, just like He did with Christ. And that sounds crazy to people. Because most people have never been taught this, just what the Scripture says. They always look at one individual as being special. Oh, that individual is special. It's always somebody else. What about what God says about you? We each have that Christ in us. We just need to simply believe it. And quit, you know, messing around in our heads thinking that we can't. Which is what the adversary wants us to do. That spiritual fight that Patty mentioned earlier. You know, the adversary, he does not want you to believe. Because if you were to believe these things, he's in deep trouble. He's in deep trouble already. He knows it. But because he knows the end of his story, right? Like Matt said, right? We have a perfect ending in store for us. Well, he has a not so perfect ending, right? And he knows what his ending is. But while he's waiting on that, he seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take down as many believers and keep them from believing who they really are in Christ. He doesn't want you believing that you can do the work that Jesus Christ did, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He doesn't want you to believe that. Because if you believe that, then all the devil spirits in your vicinity are going to be in trouble. Because you will have the authority over them and you will know it and you will cast them out. You will take care of that. You will deliver people that He has held captive. This is what God wants us to do. He wants us to believe these things. He wants us to know that we can do all things through Christ. And the moment you speak in tongues, it shows you beyond a shadow of any doubt that yes, you can. If you can speak in tongues, then you can do every other thing that the Word of God says you can do. Everyone! 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, another great verse. You know, this was Paul speaking to them about, you know, how they came to them at first and how they responded to those things that they were teaching them and preaching to them about Christ and the resurrection. And that they now had the opportunity to receive eternal life and to receive Holy Spirit and have everything they needed. And it was an encouragement to them. They said, he says in verse 11, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children. Because they were speaking for God as a father. And they were encouraging them. They were charging them. Live up to this sonship that you have now. That you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto His kingdom and glory. He's called you unto this kingdom. So just walk in that. When it says walk worthy, you know, it doesn't mean you have to earn anything. He's already called you. It just simply means now behave yourself like a son of God. Behave yourself like you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Behave yourself like you're filled with the power of Holy Spirit, that you've been clothed with power. Behave yourself that way. Behave yourself like you have a seat on the right hand of God. Know who you are every day. And then he says, for this cause also, we're just so thankful to God. Without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually works in you. It effectually works in you also that believe. It's not that it worked in some people and it won't work in you. Because if you look at this as the word of men, then you'll never rise up to that place of who you really are in Christ. You'll never really see it. You are that. Nothing changes it. You are what God has said you are. You are made what God says He's made you. You're filled with the power of God. But unless you see this as being God's word to you, and not just men, not just men's idea of, boy, wouldn't this be a great way to live life? This is God's word to you. This is the word of God. And it, as you believe it as the word of God, it will effectually work in you. You'll see yourself doing those things that Christ did and greater. You'll see yourself coming up with a statement to answer someone's question that it couldn't have been anything but the Spirit of God giving you that answer. Like Christ, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. What an answer. All because he walked with the wisdom of God, because he relied upon that Spirit within him. You have to rely upon that Spirit within you. And as you do, you will see this glory that you are a part of. This kingdom of God that you are a part of, that you are an heir of, and a joint heir with Christ. You'll see it. And it's not by the flesh that we receive these things. It's not by the flesh that we work these things. It's simply by faith. In Galatians chapter 3, Galatians 3, verse 1 says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth? See, you know, look at the words that he uses there. You know, it's like these Galatians were in a rough spot. They were really walking by the flesh. They were really a carnal bunch. They were believers, but they had forgotten of all the great things that God had done for them spiritually, and they became reliant upon their flesh. And they started walking by the flesh and walking carnally. And they were having really, really bad problems, hard time. Their fellowships, you know, they weren't filled with the love and the power of God. They were walking by the flesh. They were walking carnally. And he says, look, you've been bewitched. You know, it's like some voodoo thing happened to you. Right? You know, some devil spirits got in there and started messing with you guys. That you should not obey the truth. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, or he's been fully proclaimed, crucified among you. His payment for your life has been very plainly set before you. They didn't see it, they didn't watch it. Through the preaching of Paul and Barnabas and others, they knew these truths. And they rejoiced in them at one time. And they walked great walk with it. They saw signs and miracles following them, but they fell away from it. They began to look at works of the law. And then he says to them in chapter verse 2, "This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" See, they had departed from the grace of God in Christ and began to look at law again. And they started setting up laws for themselves. Not necessarily the Old Testament law. I'm sure some of that came into play, but they began setting rules and regulations for themselves instead of walking by the Spirit. And so he says, "What are you, you know?" And this is great because it's kind of like with Jesus Christ. So many situations. It's, how do you handle this problem? Well, I need revelation because there is no scripture yet. So Paul is writing it. So he needs the revelation to handle it, and God shows him exactly what to say. So ask him this. This I want to know this. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or was it by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? See? You can never go back to relying upon your flesh if you really want to walk with all the power and all the greatness that God has called you to walk with as His son or daughter. You've got to just rely upon it and it alone. Yeah, we use our mind, our physical mind, to go to the Scripture, to read it. And anyone can know words on a page. But it's only by the Spirit of God that you can really know these things. Right? The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him. He reads the Scripture, he goes, "That's stupid. That's really stupid. How can speaking in a language you don't even know edify you in anything? That's just stupid." That's what the carnal man does. But it's by the Spirit that all of a sudden your eyes are opened. If you rely on that Spirit, your eyes are opened and you say, "Oh yeah, okay, I get it." Because it's the Spirit that allows you to understand the Scripture and understand how to properly apply it. When to speak the Scripture and when to speak those words from God right now. You can't know it just by a drill. You can't practice it. All you can do is rely upon it. Walk in it. Walk by that Spirit. Allow it to lead you. And that's by faith. You know, you just have to believe that this is real. This is really God's Word. This is really what God wants to do for you and in you. For you. Not just for somebody else. "Oh, that guy really walks by the Spirit. He just gets revelation like hand over foot." It's like he's got a secret stash of revelation somewhere. He's got it all the time. No, we each have what we need all the time. Because we each have Christ in us. We must just simply believe these things. That it's not by our flesh that we can walk by the Spirit. It's just but with our heart. We just believe it and we walk. We say, "Okay, today I am not my fleshly person, I'm going to be that Christ. I'm going to be that son or that daughter of God today. That's who I am. That's what I'm going to be. That because that's what God's made me. That's how I'm going to walk today." That's just a choice. And nobody's, watching you, smacking you around if you get a little off track. You know, you're not a donkey on a yoke that needs to be corrected with prodding. You know, we're sons and daughters of God. He encourages us. He, like it said in Thessalonians, He lovingly, as a father, cares for us, His children. He's there for us. He'll encourage us lovingly. He wants us to know these things. He wants us to be so confident of His power and presence in our lives More than we want it, He wants it. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to be anxious about it. Right? We can just, you know, that old expression we used to have years ago. You know, we can let go and let God. Just let go of yourself and let God work within you. It will be to your benefit. Because He knows our heart. He knows those things that we desire. Sometimes we don't really know what we want. You know, but God being so concerned with our lives, He does know, and He can encourage us. He can point us in the right direction. Gently, lovingly, wonderfully, the way He always does. He can get us to that place that opens for us that life that we want if we seek Him first. Right? You know, we receive these things just simply because we believed what we heard. And everything that we have as a result of it can be manifest in our lives by that same principle. As we hear what the Scripture says we are and what we can do, and we believe it, then we just do it. We just walk in it. This is how simple it is. You know, John chapter 7, this is that great verse. And you know, these are verses, and this is a section that we use in this when we want to get people, everyone, to speak in tongues. And maybe they haven't done it before, and so we encourage them to do it. I know all of you have spoken tongues. There's not a person that's in this fellowship that hasn't done it. That's great. So, but it goes beyond that. These encouragements go beyond that. See? They go beyond it. They go into every category of our life. They go into all the manifestations of the Spirit. In John 7, verse 37, it says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. That great day, it's like the high day of the feast, one of the feasts here, I'm not sure which one it was, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What's he talking about? Well, if any man thirst, let him come to me, because out of your belly is going to be flowing rivers of water. In other words, you're never going to lack anything. But what was he really speaking of? Verse 39, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. When Christ ascended on high, and the day of Pentecost fully came, that gift of Holy Spirit was finally made available. And now, it is within us. And this is a fulfillment of this. Out of our bellies flow rivers of living water. You know, we have Holy Spirit within us. We have the ability to speak in tongues, interpret tongues, prophesy, receive word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discern spirits. Where are they? What are they doing? Are they here? Are they messing this with this? Discern spirits. Know if they're there or not. Have faith so that you can move mountains. You have the ability, gifts of healings and working of miracles. The manifestations of the Spirit. Out of your belly will flow. It will flow. It's not a type thing where when you get in a situation and you need, someone comes to you and says, you know, I hurt. I don't know what it is. I hurt. And I need to be ministered to. Will you minister to me? Will you heal me? All of a sudden, you don't know what to do? In your flesh, you may not know what to do. But out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. This Spirit is within you, and you will have everything you need at that moment you need it. You just can't doubt it. People have tremendous needs. Physical needs, spiritual needs, emotional, financial. They have tremendous needs. And many times people do not, they just don't know where to go to get those needs met. Doctors can't help many people. Doctors can help some. Sure they can, but they can't help everyone. And yet, when we come back to this scripture, come back to this word that says to us, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things. You can help that individual. You can heal that individual. You can deliver that individual from the oppression of the devil. You can do the works that Jesus Christ did. And it will flow out of you when you rely upon it and you believe it. You don't have to learn how to do it. You just do it. Did you have to learn how to speak in tongues? No. Sometimes people have to, they need a little encouragement. They need to realize that it's not just the Spirit taking over, that it's you doing it. You speak just like they spoke on the day of Pentecost. You speak. The Spirit didn't speak. The Spirit gave the utterance, gave the words, but you did it. You speak. It's the same with the rest of the manifestations. You do it. You heal the sick. You cleanse the lepers. You raise the dead. You cast out the devil spirits. You do it. You believe. You, because you can. You have faith. You know, the world is in trouble. The world is in big trouble. But we can reach the world one person at a time. That's how Christ did it. That's how the apostles did it. They spoke to one individual. That one, hey, come listen to this guy. He just healed me. It just depends on what our desire is. But it all starts with, it starts with us, and we speak to one person. We help one person. That's all we need to. And then we'll see God's Word move. We'll see the Word move. I was talking to a guy today. He told me basically that he left the church long ago. He was brought up a Jew, and he got married to a Christian, and that, to have, you know, one thing going. They didn't want to have two separate things going in their house. He said, okay, I'll become a Christian. I was baptized, started going to church, and all I saw there was not, I didn't see anything. I saw people not living these things from the Bible. Well, they talk about them, but they weren't living them. This guy was cheating on his wife. This girl was cheating on her husband, and you know, this and that. And these guys were lying to get more business and blah, blah, blah. It was all hypocrisy. And so he left. Didn't want to have anything to do with it. Still knows and loves God. But the world needs to know. The world doesn't need more church. There's plenty of churches. But there aren't enough Christs. At least those that know that they are. And we are sons and daughters of God. And each believer needs to know that. And that's why we continue to go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people. All the words of this life.